Democratic Governor Tony Evers rolled out another budget initiative while in Milwaukee yesterday. He says he'll include $28 million for a range of women's health care issues when he delivers his budget address next week. Evers says part of the money would go towards restoring funding for Planned Parenthood. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, Republicans who control the legislature will likely oppose the idea.
About 100 supporters packed into a room at Milwaukee Health Services, Inc. on the north side. Evers says every woman, regardless of where they live, deserves access to comprehensive health care. He says the $28 million would include access to cancer screenings, health exams, and testing for sexually transmitted infections. But the idea that drew the most applause was Evers' proposal to restore funding for Planned Parenthood, something that former Republican Governor Scott Walker removed.
We're going to start by expanding the Well Women program and bringing Planned Parenthood back into the fold as a trusted provider. As a trusted provider of health care services through the access of the Women's Health Block Grant and changes to Title V and X eligibility.
Evers also called on the Department of Health Services to study ways to provide transportation to clinics for women who live in rural areas. Republican Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke says he likes all of these ideas, except for the one dealing with Planned Parenthood. He says the GOP will likely oppose funding for the organization.
I think people are very sensitive that they don't want taxpayer dollars going to places like Planned Parenthood that rely on abortion-related services.
Steinke says he doubts the GOP will approve the item, especially after Governor Walker signed bills in 2016, reducing money for Planned Parenthood by several million dollars a year. He says there's probably a, quote, 0% chance that the Joint Finance Committee would keep that item in the budget. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.